This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, April 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. A measure aimed at creating a study to quantify the impacts of hydraulic fracturing on public health and quality of life in Colorado has drawn fierce debate at the State House. Reporters say the study is crucial as drilling moves closer to homes and schools. But as Benta Berkland reports, opponents believe it's anti-oil and gas.
If approved, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment would spend 3 years examining oil and gas production along the Front Range and its effect on citizens.
This is about human beings.
Democratic Representative Joanne Janal of Fort Collins is the bill's main sponsor.
It's data collection of how communities' health is within certain counties that have had an increase in this particular industry.
The study would focus on Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, Larimer, and Weld counties. A 19-member commission made up of physicians, people with advanced science degrees, and an individual from the environmental community and the oil and gas industry would advise the state. A non-voting group of 7 citizens would also be a part of the study group. Republican Representative Amy Stevens of Monument wants those citizens to also have science degrees.
I have a huge problem that, you're not the voting members, but you're going to be engaged in this process and in this discussion. But we don't want you to have a science background, and we don't want you to have an advanced degree. We don't want people who may understand this industry. No. Just come and tell us your story. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
It's clearly an anti-fracking bill.
That's Republican Representative Ray Scott of Grand Junction. He worries any results from the commission could be skewed to hurt the energy industry across Colorado.
Once they make a conclusion here, what's to say that conclusion won't be then rubber stamped to Rio Blanco County, where there's a lot of activity, or to Garfield County, where there's a tremendous amount of activity.
But supporters, like Democratic House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder, say it's simply a fact-finding proposal.
This bill is definitely a health bill. That's what it is. It's a health study. There's nothing in this bill that describes anti-fracking, and certainly that is impugning the motives of the sponsor and those who support the bill.
And sponsor Joanne Janal says she has no idea what the results of such a study would be.
I never came into this with any assumptions that we were going to find anything or not.
Republican Representative Jared Wright of Fruita, who was not seeking re-election, was the only GOP member to support the study. He says it's a good idea to have a peer-reviewed scientific examination to make sure Colorado is going down the right path.
We want to know that we're not just blindly going forward with technology, that we do it the right way. I believe it can be done the right way. And I don't have a doubt that it is being done the right way. I think the results of this study will be that our operators are doing their jobs and they're doing it in a careful way that we ask them to do it.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces an uphill battle. Democrats only have a 1-seat majority in that chamber, and it's not clear if they have the votes even within their party to pass the oil and gas health study. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado is creating a website that provides county-level data on child abuse and protection. According to the Denver Post, cdhsdatamatters.org will give data on the number of child abuse referrals, instances of abuse, and how many children are reunited with their families after being placed in foster care. It will also show instances when children are removed from their families, caseworker visitation rates, child fatalities, and other information. The website will let people compare counties and sort by gender, age, race, and judicial district. It will also help child protection officials see how they're doing compared to their peers in other parts of the state. The website is one step in a series of reforms in how Colorado manages child abuse allegations. The state recently gave caseworkers new laptops, smartphones, and equipment to help them be more efficient. There's also a new child abuse hotline. The reforms were influenced in part by a series of reports by the Denver Post and 9 News that found caseworkers often make mistakes in their paperwork and did not investigate abuse allegations properly. The American Civil Liberties Union is not dropping its lawsuit against Grand Junction over its panhandling ordinance. That's according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Earlier this month, the city made its law less restrictive after the ACLU said it violated First Amendment rights. The city council removed language that would prohibit people from asking elderly and young people for money. They also reduced a no panhandling buffer zone around ATMs and bus stops from 100 to 20 feet. And they deleted a section of the law that prevented people from asking for money alongside state and federal highways. But the ACLU says the ordinance is still too restrictive. Specifically, the organization does not agree that panhandling should be prohibited at night. The ordinance currently says it's illegal to ask for money from dusk to just before dawn. The city has until April 30th to respond to the ACLU's request that the case be heard promptly. Ridgeway residents will get $500,000 from the Department of Local Affairs, or DOLA, for a streetscaping project, significantly reducing the amount the town has to pay, reports the Watch newspaper. On April 1st, voters overwhelmingly approved raising property taxes to help finance the town's $2 million contribution to the project. The Colorado Department of Transportation is kicking in over $10 million. At the time of the election, no one knew if the DOLA grant would come through. Now the town can reduce the amount by which they were planning to raise property taxes. For a resident with a $300,000 house, the tax increase will drop from an additional $98 a year to $58. It's astounding, Ridgeway Mayors John Clark told The Watch. The actual savings is something like 40%. We are obviously extremely psyched and grateful. The streetscaping project will improve portions of Highway 62 through town and add bike lanes, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, landscaping, benches, and trash cans, among other improvements. The Bureau of Land Management got an earful from Roaring Fork Valley residents last week about the oil and gas leases on Thompson Divide. As the Aspen Daily News reports, nearly every speaker urged the agency not to renew the leases on the divide and elsewhere in the region. Thompson Divide is an area of public land between Sunlight Mountain and Glenwood Springs and McClure Pass. The meeting was part of the BLM's process of reanalyzing the environmental impact of the oil and gas leases. The initial analysis was done incorrectly when the agency first approved the leases over 20 years ago. Last week's meeting took place in Aspen. Earlier in the week, the BLM held well-attended meetings in Carbondale and Glenwood Springs. Speakers at those meetings also encouraged the BLM to cancel the leases in the Thompson Divide. U.S. Senator Mark Udall attended the meeting in Carbondale and also said that Thompson Divide should be spared from oil and gas development. The agency is taking comment on the leases until May 16th. It will release a draft of its decision sometime next year. Stay tuned for the Monday Morning Music Mix with Sin. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.